5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
What are some sounds that have disappeared forever? They're just gone. Like future generations won't ever hear them. In fact, there are people alive now that have never heard them.
Yeah.
This was a thread. People had a lot of good suggestions. Now, this is audio of some of the things that are sounds that would have been very familiar in the past that are gone.
Steve, okay.
Is it going to be possible, do you think, to pause in between?
Yeah, I have, looks like four of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Tommy and Maitland. See if you can identify them as the youngest members of the show. Maitland is 28. Tommy is 25.
Six.
Good.
Okay.
Glad we got that on the
all
first
right,
try.
Okay.
All right. Here's the first one.
That's one of the first things I thought.
Okay. Can I guess now?
Sure.
Fax machine?
Yeah. Yep.
Is it?
No.
What is it, Owings?
That's a dot matrix printer. Right?
Okay.
Oh, well, you know, but there's a difference. Like a fax machine often would just sound like a print, like a regular copier. That sounded to me like the old dot matrix.
You are incorrect.
Okay.
That is a floppy disk reader.
Oh, true. When you first put it in there.
We forget how loud computers used to be.
Sorry, I didn't even realize that they listed what they were. Okay, so you guys are 0-1.
I think the next one Maitland will get.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly.
Oh,
what?
Steve.
Maybe not. That's not what I thought they were going to say it was. Kelly.
Oh, well, does Tommy know?
Tommy?
Can you play it again? That's
I know that one. Okay, man,
I think I do know
I
what
definitely
that
know
is.
That one.
Triggered something.
Not just a door opening and closing?
Well, yes, it is, but it is
the applies to something.
Sign that you are signing on and off of AIM.
Yeah.
Which is
AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
we do that.
You could always tell when your friend signed off because the door closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you were on there, if Maitland signed on, I'd be like, oh, Maitland's on now.
Hmm.
Yeah. All some of these are tough because they were short lived. Like that wasn't around that long.
That one I didn't know.
Yeah,
I never had AOL, never had Instant Messenger.
That was your friend signing on. That was your friend signing off.
My crush signed off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like 1998 kind of stuff. Yeah.
Nine times
out
of ten, the door closed because somebody called.
The internet was shut down.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. What's this next one?
Is it a Tommy?
Do it again.
This one's tough.
Oh, I know what that is. I know what
Tommy,
that is.
Tommy, is it a rotary phone?
No.
Nope. Maitland?
No.
Hot Wings?
That's a old credit card reader that you would run through.
The carbon with the imprint. Yeah.
Manual credit card.
Have you seen a place where have you been to a business lately where their credit card machines were down and they say they have to get one of those out? And
yes.
Most of the employees, if they're under a certain age, I don't know, 40, they're like, I don't have any idea what to even do with this, which I wouldn't have either.
Even 40. I'm 44. And when I started working at a grocery store when I was like 16 years old, they were already long gone at that point.
Yeah,
like you could still use them, but It was like you said, if the power went out and there was nothing else to do.
Yeah, I think the last time I saw one, it had to be about a decade ago, and it was like what Freebeer described, where the power was out somewhere. But a lot of cards now don't have raised numbers anymore. They're flat. Like one of my credit cards is just printed on.
So mine are all flat. Yeah,
no. And you could never use it.
Yeah.
I thought that was a paper cutter, like the big paper cutters.
It does sound like that.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds similar, yeah.
All right, this last one, everyone will know.
I don't know.
Just because you've been told when it is.
Oh, yeah.
I love this sound.
And then there's the bong, bong, bong.
Such an obnoxious sound. Tommy, what is that?
Oh, that's dial-up, baby.
That is dial-up internet.
I never understood why we had to hear that. Why did they make it so, like, can't they just make that not make that noise?
But it's just like hold music. Right?
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
when you're on the telephone, it's hold music for the internet.
I think it was good, though, because you knew it was working.
Yeah.
Like, you knew it was doing something.
Uh-huh.
Like, if it was just quiet, you'd be like, are you doing anything?
That's what's crazy is that this... This is the sound of something working.
Yeah.
It's so obnoxious.
It is so obnoxious.
Oh, yeah.
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 But it takes, but even that was relatively short lived.
The amount
of time you had dial up internet was what? Like the internet was around before 96, but it wasn't becoming common until about 95, 96.
Yeah.
And by 2002, everybody was going to faster internet.
Yeah. It just got on. Yeah, you just logged on. You didn't get hung up on when somebody called your phone or whatever.
Hearing that sound like this, followed by, welcome.
Yes.
You've got mail.
Yes.
Oh, that was such a rush.
A jolt, right?
Yeah.
It was like getting home. This is also an old school memory that won't be experienced, but getting home to your answering machine and seeing a bunch of messages waiting.
Yeah, that
like
noise
one or two was good. Five, you're like, oh no, something bad happened.
That's another noise no one will ever hear again. When you would press your messages and it would go, ding, message, and then it would read the messages off on the cassette, a cassette or a VCR rewinding,
or just putting a VCR into a VCR player. That sound, I used to love that.
That intake noise,
specific.
That like mechanical crunching of like. Plastic and gears and everything.
And it didn't matter who made the VCR or the VHS cassettes.
Yeah.
It made the same sound on all of them.
Yep.
Yeah, nobody will hear a busy signal again. Most people don't hear a dial tone.
Going back to like VCR and tapes and movie tapes, not just the sound, but the feeling of putting your finger in the little circles to manually rewind it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling of getting those little indentions in your finger while you're trying to rewind it was
using a pencil.
Yeah, or using a pencil.
Yeah, the pencil was the key. You had to have a pencil.
I would just put it on my finger and then just spin the tape.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Or the sound of putting a CD into a CD player.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you still have that option because a lot of people still have a bunch of old stereos in their house. But doing it in a car these days is, like, I don't have a CD player in my car, and I wish I did. But that noise of a CD going in was always, like, so smooth.
I did that with a DVD last weekend.
Yeah.
You did?
Because I decided, the kids, they're old enough now, we should watch Anchorman. They're going to, like, think that's funny. And then all of the channels I had, it was on one that I don't have, so it was like $5. And I go, well, I have the Blu-ray downstairs, so let me go get it. And I put it in the little, old, $30 DVD player that I bought just for this.
What was the normal way?
Yeah, exactly. But a couple other ones that I was thinking about is nobody will ever hear the national anthem, the version at the end of the broadcast day. Remember
that? Explain what that is for people that are younger, because that's not, I don't remember seeing that. I've heard about it.
I definitely remember that. It was more on like the UHF channel. So you had different frequencies. There was UHF and VHF. Right. I know, right? So like your main broadcast channels were like 2, 4, 8, or 7 or whatever. And so, and then you'd get up into the UHF, and that was always where they had like monster movies on weekends.
Yeah.
And PBS and stuff like that. But a lot of those channels at like 1 a.m. or whatever, would go off the air. The signals would go dark.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And so at the end of the broadcast day, you'd hear, this concludes our broadcast day. And it'd be dun, 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 dun. And they'd just show a flag waving, and it was always on our black and white television.
And then it'd finish.
And then it would go, and then another noise no one will ever hear again, broadcast snow. And it would just go,
They literally shut off the transmitter.
Everything would go off. And
okay. People use that noise to fall asleep. Now they call it white noise.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was. Yeah, it was a version of white noise.
Huh.
Now, I have something that's very visual, so I think two of the people in the room will understand it. But there's a specific noise that's associated with this thing. And it was like the old school channel switcher that you would have plugged into your TV. And it had that.
Oh, the buttons.
That little. It had three rows of channels, now, and all Steve, the way on the left.
I never had one of these because I didn't have cable.
Yeah, we didn't have one of these.
But I've seen them, and I was always so jealous.
But the sound that these buttons made was so specific because it was like a spring loaded button. So if I pressed this one here, this one would pop up. If I pressed that one, whatever was down would pop up. And there is such a sound, like a ding.
So wait, this is like the original remote?
This is the original wired remote.
Yes.
Wow.
Made by Gerald.
Yeah.
We had that exact one. And did. I remember that bottom row, third one in from the left, 27, that was Nickelodeon.
Really?
Because I would always turn on Nickelodeon.
That's funny.
Wow, I've never seen that before. That's cool.
Somebody said the sound of those 10-disc CD changers.
Yeah.
In the trunk.
The ka-chunk.
Changing CDs.
In the trunk.
Got one of those in my car, baby.
Yeah.
In the trunk.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to listen to some tunes? All right, let me pull over at the next rest stop and swap out CDs.
I'll throw Tom Petty in and I'll put Air Supply away.
I remember when years ago I had bought an old Corvette and it had one of those changers in the back. And I go, this is the dumbest thing in the world. It was the first thing I did was change out the head unit so that I could just play CDs right. I go, I only listen to one at a time.
No, man.
Why do I want to have a magazine in the back where I can't access
them? I loved my 10-disc CD changer. I only had like 12 CDs, so it's pretty much my whole library.
Yeah, works out then.
All my favorites.
Yeah, but if you knew that you had it, like if you wanted to listen to Tom Petty and you're like, oh boy, I don't know, was it CD 1 or 11? Who knows? Just skip through them all.
Every time I'd say, next time I'm making a list and I'm going to... Nope, never did. Not
yeah,
one time.
I'm remember.
People will never hear the sound of call waiting again. That when you were on a regular phone line, if you paid for call waiting and you'd hear beep, beep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Because if you were the other person on the line, you would hear it mute for a second or so.
Yeah, you'd hear like a little click.
And you'd say, do you have a phone call?
But you do hear that when you're on the phone and somebody calls. It still goes beep. Beep whenever you're on your cell phone.
Like mine will vibrate.
Mine does a tone.
Yeah, it does kind of do it.
And then I can usually tell on somebody else's phone if they've got it on vibrate, like you said, Freebeer. You can tell when they have text come in or a call comes in. Mm-hmm. And it's usually you can tell when a call is because it cuts out their voice for half a second.
People are sending them in. This one is older than anyone even on this show. The bell being physically shaken at school to signify the beginning and end of lesson periods.
Oh, yeah.
Like, actually, a hand bell?
Oh.
That is not...
Yeah, we used to have, like, a wall bell.
Because they're saying physically shaken bell. That's I'm thinking, like, you know, Carol of the Bells. But yeah,
I mean, you can still hear bells, though. Yeah. So.
A friend of mine bought a house that's from the 50s or 60s. And when I went over there recently, they were like, I got to show you this. And it's the doorbell that actually looks like little chimes
built
into the wall.
Yeah.
And he kept it. He was like, I got to keep this because it is so much fun. And it still works perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Our house still had that.
Really?
Yeah.
I love
those are great.
Yeah. Because we ended up getting like a smart doorbell.
Yeah.
So I had to replace it, but I had to take it apart and there's like all these wires and everything. And you're like, you have to bypass this and hook this into this. And I was like, this seems
It's so digital now, but it's crazy to think that at that time somebody would press a button and hammers would hit chimes. It would go bong bong.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, how about that those transporter boxes to put your cassettes in that you'd slide under the seat in your car, or in my case, leave in the hatchback so they melted into one congealed ball of plastic.
I remember
Randy
that.
Travis, say hello to AC/DC. You are now one cassette.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have cassette. Mine was the CD binder.
Also the sound of rolling a window down manually.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, unless you're in a really old car, you're not going to hear that.
Right.
Up in the Comanche.
Yeah.
You'll hear that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That. And yet we still, like older people still, when you want to tell someone to put the window down, you still do the same motion, which has been gone mostly for 20 years for the most part. But still, that's how it is. Somebody just texted in and said, new generations will never hear this from the hostess or host at a restaurant. Smoking or non-smoking?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't miss that.
Me neither.
But yeah, that one's fine.
One thing that we'll never hear again is the sound of a dodgeball hitting an opponent square in the face. Oh, that's not true.
Such a great sound.
Yeah, it's that strangely metallic noise when it hits it.
It's like rubber but echoey. So kind of metallic.
Yeah, strange. Everyone knows the sound of a four square ball hit in the face.
The sound of the projector and the film running out of the projector and then slapping on it.
Oh, yeah. Film strips. Holy cow. Yeah, I forgot about those. Feeding those in.
Oh, man, this one's long gone. The sound of a gas pump resetting to zero. Because now they're all digital.
Oh, yeah, they would ding.
They used to be mechanical. How about the little slot in the back of a medicine cabinet where you used to be able to throw away your razors because you know it just vanished into the wall because that's safe? That did exist in a lot of them.
Yeah.
Really?
That was a real thing.
It was a little hole. You just go, done with these razors.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Go into the wall, into the void?
Yeah, so sometimes people will do renovations on a whole old home. If you're redoing the bathroom, you'll find, it would go down just in between the studs or behind the lathe.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, isn't that wild? Yeah, we never did that in our house, but I don't even know if it had that slot. But
the sound of pop rocks, those are still a thing,
yeah,
right?
You can still get pop rocks, yeah.
I had some a couple months ago, and they were gross.
They are.
Like, why
stupid.
Did we eat these? This is stupid.
It's a goofy novelty. But yeah, you can still get those.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.